It's so interesting what you're saying, because I'm kind of the same thing that I feel like I'm when I want to do something, I kind of go all in because my why is so fucking big that I forget about myself, and it's only short term, right? And that's why I'm curious, because you talk a lot about balance. Can you be a high achiever and balanced at the same time? Is that possible, and how do we do that?
When I train triathletes or marathon runners or cyclists or whatever, we do something called periodization.
What's it called?
Periodization.
Periodization,
It's periodization training.
Yeah.
So essentially what it looks like is this, right? If you were to pick your goal, put it on top of a mountain, right? Suppose let's take a marathon, for example, right?
Yeah.
And in that marathon, right, the goal is 26.2 miles. Right? So you start at the bottom of that hill and you start off with the 4 mile run week one, right? Next week you go to 5 mile run, next week six, next week seven, next week eight, next week nine, next week 10. By week 10, whatever the case may be, I can pretty much guarantee if you kept it up like that, you would crash. Like you would either get injured, you'd be burnt out, you'd have your adrenals would be tapped, there'd be something off and it wouldn't get you to that mountaintop. So what periodization states is that we want you to build week one to that 4 mile run, then go to that 5 mile run, then the 6 mile run. But on week four, take it back to a 3 or 2 mile run again and slow that workload down for the week. That training slows down. So you're actually giving yourself permission, you're giving yourself permission to take some time off to let your body heal because you've been pushing the boundaries of what you're used to pushing. So then you come back to week five, you go to 7, 8, 9 miles, then week 10, back off again, right? It can work, that's just very similar.
Yeah.
So how do we relate that to life, right? I know these past 2 weeks I've been all out, right? All out, just, home at 10, 11. We've tried to connect many times for the past couple of months. It's been challenged, but we're finally here. So I'm giving myself permission on Friday afternoon from 3 to whatever time to just kick it and relax and maybe get a massage or do something. Same thing Saturday afternoon, right? I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna seek out a nap and go, I'm just gonna lay down or go to the movies for a few hours or go lightly, gently surfing, not like I used to, but let's go out in the water and paddle or go on the beach and just kick it. Or what are the things that feel, I'm gonna ask, what are the things that bring, the people that are listening, them joy, what fills your cup up, right? And the point of this is, and again, we've been throwing a lot of metaphors out there,
Yeah.
but I
No, it's
love this
awesome.
one too, is if your cup is always full, you're able to give to the people around you that the spillover,
Yeah.
right? So it's kind of like your oxygen mask goes on first,
Yeah.
right? If your cup's half empty, you're not going to be at your very best. So keep your cup full. Find ways to step back and trust the process that more will come your way. It's a faith leap,
Yeah.
right? Where we get to yell, we get to go, yes, I'm gonna trust this. And if you fall and you come up short and you get a scar because of it, I'm gonna give you a huge high five and say, great job. At least you tried and had the courage to do it. What did you learn from that? Get up, let's go again.